Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. Whew, boy, I tell you, I woke up this morning, went outside, and went, oh, man, I got shorts on, a t-shirt. I wasn't ready for this.
No, you did it all wrong this morning. You got to put a jacket on.
Frost advisories in places like Spring Hill. Frost. No, stop it.
I know. It's weird.
This would have been cool for, like, Christmas. Not right now.
I know.
Hey, one of these videos yesterday, I know we were all texting about it last night. This video of this car seat with the baby in it flying out of the car.
Unbelievable.
It disturbed me. Like, here's the good news. Okay, just get it all out there. Like, the baby's okay.
Yes.
Still a lot of questions to be answered as to why the car seat flew out of the window. But one of the news stations interviewed a car seat expert. And this person was talking about
this is the guy who actually saw the baby fly out of the car.
Yeah, he'll come in at the end of this. But they were talking about, like, how to properly install it. And I got to tell you, like, I mean, this is, you got to know how to do this. Like, this video is insane. I know it's on our website, 995QIK.com, the video of this car seat flying out. But here's the news talking.
Every car seat comes with these anchor straps that we can connect and connect over on the other side.
The truck driver says 15 minutes after the car seat fell out, the mom showed up at the scene in Mankato, Minnesota on foot.
She was hysterical, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
15 minutes. That's a part of the story that gets me. The mom comes back 15 minutes later.
You didn't notice your back door of your car opened up and your child flew out, still in the car seat, for 15 minutes? Unbelievable. Just the video. You think that immediately you go, oh, my gosh, is the little girl okay? And thank God she is, but I just cannot even imagine.
Yeah, I get mad when I watch that video, and there wasn't any intent there by the mom, of course.
But allegedly, yeah.
Right, like as of now. And so you just, as a parent, I just want to believe there's not intent, okay?
Right. But it doesn't matter because they're saying still that they can charge her.
They may charge her, and that's just, yeah, she's going to have to deal with that. But,
man.
I'm telling you the thing with car seats, and I mean, you cannot joke around with that. There is a science to put in. Like, my wife is a master, man. She knows how to put these in perfectly.
Is she?
She's really good. Like, she has to help me still do it. But car seats, they're
hard to put in.
There are, and you have to get it right. Like, you have to get this right. But there's an expiration date on car seats, and a lot of people don't know that. Like, one of our car seats just expired.
Idea.
We had it out the other day by the trash, right?
Yeah.
And my neighbors were like, why are you throwing it out of the car seat? And I'm like, it's expired. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't know, like milk, bread, like expiration, like don't eat it, don't use it. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, well, think about it. You know, every day you drive and it goes through the pools and the tugs and stuff, it weakens.
Right. And I would have never, ever thought of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have kids, but I did nanny for a long time and I had no idea that they expired.
Yeah, it's just you cannot mess with car seats. Just you can't do it, and you got to be strapped in right, and you got to keep up on the expiration dates. And plus, there's a lot of recalls with them. You got to keep up with that too. They're always recalling them.
Yeah.
They find like a defect or something like that. So
check the car seat.
Yeah, man.
That's the PSA for today.
It's
make sure
PSA.
It's not expired.
That video inspired us to say, look, let's just do a couple of minutes tomorrow morning because, you know, we know there's a lot of parents listening right now. Make sure that thing's latched up.
Yeah.
Check the expiration. That video was really, it was horrific to watch. But the good news is, so glad that little girl's okay.
Yeah, thank God.
That's the good news for sure.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Jane Fonda was on Ellen DeGeneres. She was asked who she most would want to do a love scene with.
Oh, Jane Fonda, she is
80.
Oh my gosh, I was going to say.
She's 80.
Yeah, but she's been around a long time, but she's such a great actress.
Here is her response to that question.
Person you'd like to do a love scene with, Liam Neeson.
Then she changes it.
Or Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
Oh, Blake Shelton.
Lily Tomlin was confused for a minute as to who Blake Shelton was.
And then she goes, Blake Shelton.
Oh, Blake Shelton. That's right.
That's a good choice, Jane.
So watch out, Gwen Stefani. And rumors continue to build that Blake and Gwen should be engaged, well, any day now. Anytime, actually.
Are we buying all these tabloid rumors? I can't keep up because in the grocery line, one tabloid says that they're married. One says that she's already pregnant, that they already got married is another tabloid headline.
Yeah, if you want the latest Blake news, the best thing to do is just go buy something at Publix and then just go pay for it. And then right there in the line, you'll get all the latest updates.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
just look around.
They're everywhere at Publix.
Gwen, of course, already has three kids from her former marriage to Gavin Rossdale. So who knows? Who knows what's going on?
Do you like them as a couple, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton?
I think so. I feel like I could like them with anybody, though. They're both very likable.
They are.
Blake is kind of one of these guys where he's like, nah, whatever. Like, he doesn't overthink anything. He's just funny and laid back.
Yeah, I think that I never would have put them together as a matchmaker or anything, but I do, I think that they fit each other.
You know, it's like, look, you find like two people that are, I don't know, not the nicest people or not the most likable, they find each other, and you're like, oh, good, I'm glad they found each other because they didn't like ruin someone else's life. But then when two people find each other who are really cool, you're like, oh, that's so cool.
They
like,
both seem just so chill and laid back, like a good time. Like, I want to hang out with them.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it works out. In other news, Alan Jackson is looking for the public's help to pick the opener of his next tour.
Yeah, he wants fans to go on to this website. It's ajsgoodtimebar.com/vote. It's the bar based in Nashville, Tennessee. It's going to be where he starts his tour this year. And he's looking to fill two wild card positions. These people are not celebrities. They're just people who go around performing in Nashville little dive bars.
Could be karaoke stars in Nashville. Could be anybody. Like, you got like a little garage band or something like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and this could be their big break. So all the videos are on there. You can watch them perform various different songs. And then you can vote until February 8th. And then ultimately, he's going to pick two of these unknown people to go on tour with him.
Good job. Alan Jackson turning in the opening tour. Kind of like a reality show.
It's
pretty cool.
It's
giving
exactly
someone
like
a shot.
That.
All right, so check that out.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. What's our feeling on student loan debt?
Ugh.
It's the worst.
Gosh, just, don't even say it.
Your noises say it all. Ugh, God.
It's the worst.
Kevin, you still paying off debt?
I'm not.
Oh, you're done?
What?
My wife is, but I'm not.
Is it? But it's bad, right? That bill shows up. It's just terrible, right?
It's terrible.
All right, listen. There's a new way. There's a new way to pay off student loan debt, and it involves beer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say stripping.
Well, that is one way. We feel like this might be a better way.
Okay, that's good.
Student loan debt, pay it off. We'll give you the details next, right after Billy Currington on QIK. Baby, don't. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Look, everybody agrees student loan debt is just, it's a drag on life, right? It's a drag on life.
It's just always there in the back of your mind. I mean, I'm accruing more student loan debt every single day.
You're still in school.
Because I'm finishing my degree at USF.
No, and listen, it's not to talk people out of going and getting an education because it's so important. And I think it's great that you're doing that too, by the way. It's great you talk about it too. Some people are like, I don't know that they're ashamed of it, but maybe somewhat embarrassed and they don't talk about it. I think it's awesome.
What, going back to school?
Yeah. You know, when you're older, like when you're not 22, you know what I mean?
Right. I would say that there are some people that are embarrassed, but I'm not one of them. If I'm paying this much money to get my education, I don't care.
Natural Light is stepping in. They're a beer, by the way. They're giving out 10 million.
Natty Light.
Natty Light.
Oh, man.
Nat is hooking you up.
Speaking of college.
$10 million to help you with student loan debt. This is really cool, right? Because they want you to just post videos. And it's funny, they actually created their own program where you're going to post videos and you're going to get some money knocked off your student loan debt. Florida, by the way, ranks number 3 for the most student debt in the country.
Oh, my gosh. That's surprising because there are so many schools that are a lot more expensive than Florida universities. So the fact that here in Florida, number 3? Wow.
Well, and I think that a lot of people just want to go to school in Florida. You know what I mean?
So
people
that's a good point.
Yeah. So it's just like, I'm going to go to college. Where do you want to go? Florida.
Yeah, everyone in Michigan's like, somewhere where it's warmer.
Right, because they assume it's like spring break year-round. So that's why they want to go to school here. We'll put all the stuff up on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page as far as the hashtags to use, hashtag Natty Stories and hashtag contest. But it's basically, they did this last year. They didn't get as much publicity. But it was split between 70 people last year. So
70 people?
Yeah, it wasn't 10 million. So they're going to up, you know, they've already upped the money. But
it would be so nice to pay off student loan debt for real.
And here's the thing, though. The videos aren't about you just like getting hammered on Natty Light. It's videos about why you decided to attend college. So it's not like, because I thought to myself when I saw this, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, you're going to pay off college loan debt, you know, people getting hammered on Natty Light.
Right.
It's actually like your reasons, your good stories behind.
Look at them, Natty Light. I'm impressed.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind. I'm sure they wouldn't mind if you know, chugged a Natty in the video or something like that.
Right, of course.
We'll put the info up on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Man, some of the bills started coming in for the holidays. Middle of January.
That's rough.
Here comes reality. Here comes reality. So we got you know, Christmas for five kids, but then we have two of our kids have birthdays in December. So I see December and I'm like,
man.
Yeah, December, my calendar is one big bill.
Do you even deposit your check at that point, or do you just go ahead and send it to the credit card company?
I'm a volunteer in December. I'm a volunteer. So yeah, it's all good though. But we got a chance for you. I can't help myself out with this, but y'all listening can.
Yeah.
The big bill payoff, $1,000. Your chance coming up at 8 o'clock.
Oh, that'd be so nice. It wouldn't be so stressful with the bills coming in if you had $1,000 free cash.
You'd be like, bills, bring it on, bills.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Chance at 1,000 on QYK, 8 a.m.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Posting your workouts on social media. Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, we'll just jump into it, Melanie. I mean, you do this, you post your workouts, and you like seeing other people post their workouts.
Yeah, I do, because I find it motivational, especially because I'm doing this 12-week workout challenge. I've done it in the past. I did it last year. It's one of the most popular female workout programs that there is. It's BBG, and it's by this girl, Kayla Itzinez. She's the social media workout guru.
She's
on Instagram.
Killing it on social media. I mean, millions and millions of people. Here's a quick clip.
She's transforming our workouts and our bodies, all on social media. 25-year-old Kayla Itzinez blowing up her 14 million followers' news feeds with her wildly viral bikini body guide, or hashtag BBG.
25 years old. This is the challenge you take to work out. It works for you. Like, you like this.
Yeah, I did it last year. It worked great. And so I'm doing it again. And it's 12 weeks long. So it started on Monday. And every day that I do the workout, I like to post to my Instagram stories that, you know, like another day of BBG done. Because there's this whole community of women that are doing it. So I know that I'm not alone. However, a lot of people that follow me on social media are not doing the challenge, including my girlfriends. And they said that it's annoying and I'm making them feel bad about not working out because I post my workouts.
You're doing your workouts. It's a vulnerable thing, right? Because, I mean, it's not like you're...
taking selfies with abs or anything like that. But like,
you're all sweaty. And I'm sure...
No makeup on.
Right. And it's like, and you're doing this because it's a challenge. So there's probably things you're doing that aren't like the most graceful things because you're trying to challenge yourself.
Yeah. Do you think I want to do burpees? No. But afterwards, it feels good. And it's encouraging, I feel like, to other people by posting it.
All right. But you get haters sometimes.
I mean,
you just checked Facebook page the last 24 hours. I mean,
yeah,
the haters,
I definitely get some haters, yeah.
And it's funny to laugh at the haters, too, because I always say, like, I'm never going to allow someone's opinion of me to become my reality. I'm just not going to do it. Like, you can keep hating, but it's just, we're just going to clown on you and laugh at you at your comments. Like, it's just, whatever. So you do this. Some of your friends, though, even say, stop doing it. But let's be honest, when somebody says, girl, you're killing it or whatever. Like, that does make you feel good. Like, you're not doing it to get the confidence.
Right.
But it is a product of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime somebody says, oh, good job, or keep up the good work, it's motivational. And I also use it kind of as accountability, too. Because if all of a sudden I fall off the map in 5 weeks, people are going to go, wait a second, thought you were doing the 12-week challenge.
All right, call us now, 800-992-1099. Now everyone's going to keep you accountable. This is actually smart.
I want the accountability.
Jump on the radio and maybe people do it with you and do their own challenge, whatever they got going on. Call us now. Where are you on posting your workouts on social media? You think it's good or is it just like super annoying? We'll get your calls on the way. It's QYK. Posting your workouts on social media. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So Melanie, she's posting her workouts on social media. I see it all the time. I think it's good. I think it's a positive thing. Even when I'm at the gym, I'll see guys. And there was a time when I was like, dude, what is this guy doing? But I'll have his buddy, like, you know, take a video of him, you know, doing like a bench press or something like that.
The Brads and Chads of the gym.
Yeah, but you know what, though? This is what I say now. This is not what I said 10 years ago. That could be a huge milestone for that guy. Like, what if that guy was a veteran and injured, like, serving? And this is like a huge step for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or maybe they're like conquering some crazy thing. Maybe their boss is a total jerk and they go to the gym to like, to get
the tension and
Get their gains there. Like, maybe that's how they're being successful. So I think it's super cool. Like,
I'm glad that you're not one of the haters.
No, I'm not one of the haters.
Stupid.
But I think when the haters come out and then I see them posting things, first off, I take a look at them and I'm like, okay, well, you know, clearly you're driving by the gym for the fast food restaurant because you're being so mean and nasty.
Right.
So,
if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it.
And in your opinion, like, doesn't have the power to change someone else's life. Like, you can hate all you want, but it doesn't work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get to Emily. What do you got, Emily?
So I personally love the idea of posting it. I think it's great. It's a huge boost to morale. And like you said, it helps other people kind of want to get into the groove of doing it. And yeah, totally. You get the haters that say don't do it, but I think it's because they don't have the motivation to do it.
Ooh.
As opposed to kind of like a jealousy thing, I guess.
Yeah, see, I think, thank you, Emily, that's good. See, I think it's like, that's the thing. It's like, you read into other people, like you can see their intentions by what they're writing. Like even your friends who are like, Melanie, I don't want to see you doing it.
Yeah, they said you're making me feel bad because I don't work out and you work out, you know, 5 days a week. And I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad. I'm trying to encourage people.
But shouldn't they be like, girl, keep killing it? Like that's awesome. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
you
see the intentions in that. Posting vids on social media of you working out. 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Morning crew, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So Melanie's a big fan of posting her workouts on social media, her Instagram, Facebook, stuff like that. And I think it's great. I think it's awesome because I just feel like life is so short. You got to be vulnerable. You got to say, hey, this is what I'm about. This is what I love, right?
Yeah, and these aren't selfies where I've got a full face of makeup or anything like that. I'm sweating. No, I'm putting in that sweat equity.
You're like in your cave. Like this is like...
My cave, yeah.
That's what I call it. I go to the gym. Like I'm in the cave, man. Yeah. This is a challenge. Like I'm not here to feel good, right? I'm here to beat myself down.
Yes.
Like I'm trying to get somewhere, right? Regina, welcome to the show. What do you got, Regina?
Oh, I'm just loving this topic and I'm loving listening to this. I'm just a fitness instructor, so I have to post things to get people and draw them into classes, but I also do it to motivate others that maybe can't, right? They have the excuses of I got kids, this, that, the other. But to kind of see my post and be like, wow, I want guns like that. Or
let me ask you, like when you post these videos and you see some of like the negative, the haters and stuff, like what's your response to that?
Honestly, I'm very blunt. I'm like, if you don't like it, you can unfollow me. It's okay. Like,
yeah.
You can unfriend me, unfollow me.
Man, Regina got me pumped up.
I know.
She's talking about like getting guns and everything like that. I'm like, all right, that's how you do it.
Go to the gym with her.
Yep. What are you doing at the courthouse? It's next on QIK. Here's Riley Green.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
This is where we send Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Captain Chris out to the Tampa Bay area courthouses.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks to people and he goes, hey, I'm just curious, like, what are you doing at the courthouse? Like, what's the story of your visit here? Here we are with Captain Chris. He has found somebody at the courthouse.
Captain Chris out here at the courthouse. Now, what brings you down here today?
First DUI. I actually happened about 3 months ago and I've been pushing it back. Actually, I blew 0.00. I just happened to swerve.
Hold on. I blew 0.0. I feel like the story doesn't end there because he is at the courthouse, right?
Yeah, isn't good.
Yeah.
A little bit. Because I was a little distracted at the time. But I'm hoping I could possibly get this whole thing thrown out, seeing as how he broke protocol by breaking my glove box.
Now, everybody's a lawyer here at the courthouse. Even if you're not a lawyer, you are a lawyer, right?
He broke the protocol.
I have friends that are cops, and they're like, it's so funny to watch people who aren't lawyers automatically become lawyers.
Oh, of course.
It's great.
The officer broke your glove box. Explain.
Glove box was locked. He actually had the key in his hand, so it didn't really make sense to break it either way. But he broke the lock right off the glove box, found my marijuana vaporizer in there, which I have a medical card for, and I was not using it while I was driving.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I was able to prove that it was legal and got it back from evidence a week later. And I was actually the first person in this county to get their marijuana back.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Whoa. We
are talking to a historical figure. This was the first man. I mean, listen, you think live PD CD has this stuff? No way. What you doing at the courthouse with Mark and Melanie?
Oh, my gosh.
Historical first guy to get his weed back.
That is something. The first, you got your weed back from the cops.
They even said, they're like, we've never done this before. We got to call our attorneys, make sure that we're following our protocol. And I was like, well, you know, this will be a first for both of us. I'm in no hurry. I was like, do what you got to do. And sure enough, I waited, and they're like, yep, he's illegal. We got to give it back to him.
You know, I hope his attorney isn't charging him, because this is something you want your name on as a lawyer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, it's a first for everybody. All right, that is Captain Chris. What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Jason Aldean, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so this guy, he's on a cruise in the Bahamas, right?
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean. He's on the 11th floor. If you ever run a cruise ship, okay, it's like on top of a mountain, okay?
It's very, very high.
Decides he wants to jump off and asks his buddy to film it. His buddy does. He jumps. Here's what it sounds like.
Oh, my God. Holy. Oh, my gosh.
First off, his friends laugh. It's got to be up for some kind of award or something. This is like a crazy laugh.
At some point, did anyone want to say, hey, this is probably not a good idea?
Okay, 11 floors up. He survives. Royal Caribbean has kicked him off, banned him for life, right? He's banned for life.
Banned him for life, and not just that, but didn't even let him back on the boat. Once he was rescued, they said, oh, yeah, by the way, you have to find a way home from Nassau because you're not getting back on the ship.
That's the part of the punishment I don't like. Like, they should have cruised him to, like, somewhere else and then dropped him off. Like,
no!
you're stuck in the Bahamas.
That's your fault. You should have thought about that before you jumped off the ship, you moron.
But what I'm saying is that's a great place to be stuck. You know what I mean? It's like, we're leaving you in the Bahamas. Oh, darn. Stuck in the Bahamas.
Yeah, it's kind of like when my parents would ground me and they go, oh, you have to go to your room. And
right.
I grew up with three older brothers and a younger sister. And I was like, wait, so I don't have to do chores and I get to go do whatever I want.
In your room?
For the next several hours
right.
in my room. This is awesome.
Oh, my God. Holy.
This is his buddy egging him on. That was the sound. He jumps off. He lives. He's banned, though. And actually, it's so funny that this happened because YouTube came out today. It's totally unrelated.
Yeah.
But they have totally changed now their policies. And any videos that encourage, like, violence or could be dangerous or anything.
Pranks.
Yeah, they're taking them off.
Yeah.
And there are people who are making right now a ton of money on YouTube from jumping off of things, blowing up
things.
Doing
stunts.
Doing
like
stunts.
Jackass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jackass-style stuff. And YouTube is totally going to just, they're going to change that whole economy for those people.
Holy.
I'm glad the guy lived, but he needs new friends, man.
For real.
He needs new
Make
friends.
Make better choices. I feel like a mom.
You sound like one, actually. It's pretty good. Make better choices. Now, go to your room.
I'm not disappointed. I'm just disappointed in you.
In you.
Yeah.
It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right, we got new research couples. Listen, roasting each other is secretly making your relationship stronger.
Oh, I hope my fiance's not listening this morning. I hate being roasted.
This is a study out of Appalachian State University. Don't worry about where the study came from, okay? Don't worry about it. It's a real study, though. They did a scientific study. Making fun of your partner, it's better for you. Here's the thing. Your quirks become celebrated. It helps form a deeper connection. It adds fun. And it's way more intimate than you might think. Because people go, wow, you're actually taking the time to focus on me. Whether it's like your quirkiness, insecurities, that person is totally focused on you.
Focused on making fun of you.
But it's psychologically, it's good. Because you laugh, you spend time together.
I don't like this, and people cannot see me, but I'm rolling my eyes. Because my fiance always says, if you ain't teased, you ain't loved. I can't stand that saying.
I kind of love that. I've never heard that. I love that saying.
I like that.
Isn't that great?
That's good. That's good.
Kevin, do you tease your wife?
Yes.
Does she like it?
No, she hates it.
See, who likes it?
My wife is on hold.
Uh-oh.
Which is unfortunate for her. Because we'll be talking to her here in a second. But I try to tell. Listen, this is part of the reason why, like, I'm like a big fan of like recording and taking like a lot of video of your family and your chaos in your family, because I feel like it's part of like the whole, like, people need to see what goes on, like the craziness and the chaos. Right. My wife hates being roasted.
Recorded, probably.
Right, right. Melissa.
Yes.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, so listen, tell everybody what you told me one of your New Year's resolutions was.
To drink more water.
No, that's not the one I was talking
about.
Good
resolution.
Melissa.
Oh, okay. To take your jokes.
To take my jokes.
Take your jokes.
Right, because she doesn't like my jokes. Because she just thinks they're mean and, you know, whatever. But I'm like, no, this
because
is how
they
we
probably
have...
are.
No, no, no. But this is like, this is how we have fun. And she gets really mad. Like, she doesn't like my jokes.
We have fun. You mean you. You and the mouse in your pocket.
But she's done a great job this year. And Melissa, this is why I called you, because I wanted to say that there's a study out. And if we roast each other and we make fun of each other, it makes the relationship even better. Isn't that great news?
Oh, my gosh. I'm a little scared.
Well, here's the
what
deal.
What are you going to say?
Well... No, no, I'm not going to say anything right now.
She's expecting a live roast right now.
She's so gun-shy that she's going to roast her. No, I was just saying, your New Year's resolution, but you have done very good. You haven't complained about my jokes. You haven't complained about me roasting you or anything like that.
She's
You've done
been
good.
Drinking tons of water.
Yeah, and a lot of wine. So, all right, well, I just wanted to call and tell you that.
All right, I was getting prepared to roast you.
Well...
Unfortunately, the air's all yours.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
No, that's segment. Okay. We can keep it rolling.
Kevin, are we out of time?
Yes, we are.
Ah,
Kevin,
bummer.
Oh, man.
Join us tomorrow for another segment of Couples Roasting Each
Other. We
roast
Mark.
Anyway, 800-992-1099. Who's got that relationship? Who's got that relationship where it's like your significant other just keeps roasting you? Maybe you love it. Maybe you hate it. Call and tell us a story right now. 800-992-1099. All right, we're talking about this study. I love this. Couples who roast each other, just incessantly make fun of each other, you're happier.
Did you write this study?
No, Appalachian State University.
Okay.
The old iconic ASU. Huge party school. Anyway, so, but we're taking calls from people who are, again, relationships, and the couples, they roast each other over and over and over. Debbie's on from Clearwater. Debbie, you and your husband, it's like, it gets like crazy roasting, right?
But it's all in fun. We have a great time. We have a wonderful relationship. I think it makes life fun.
Yeah, listen, aww. Debbie, so here's the thing. If you guys stopped roasting each other, the relationship wouldn't be the same, right?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's part of who we are and how we act. I mean, people look at us, and if we weren't, they would think something was wrong.
That's what I'm trying to tell my wife. Like, look, it's an expression of love. Like making fun of you.
The other night I was watching the videos on you guys who made it. I was watching the one about the milk and it cracked me up. The face that she made when you were like, yeah, why are there 8 things of milk and we're going to end? It was hysterical.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's like, I had to tell my wife, I was like, we're going to start, like, this YouTube channel, this Instagram channel, and we're just going to make fun of our lives because it's so chaotic. We have 5 kids and everything. And she's like, no.
Yeah, she's perfected the eye roll at you. I will say that.
Oh, she's so good at it because she does it 1,000 times a day.
I'm sure.
But she's like, people are going to think we're dumb. I'm like, we are dumb. We are dumb. Like,
no, you absolutely need to celebrate that. I mean,
right.
That's what life is. I mean, if you can't have fun with your partner or your husband, your significant other or whatever, then what's the point?
Amen right there. It's QIK. Man, I'm loving this. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So many couples are calling, talking about how their relationship is like primarily roasting each other.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
But we found this study that like it's healthy for couples. Couples who roast each other are happier, you know, making fun of each other. My wife hates it, but she made a New Year's resolution, and my wife is doing a great job. She's like, your jokes, I can't take them anymore. But her New Year's resolution is to laugh at my jokes.
You must do it all the time.
All
if
the
that
time.
Has to be her New Year's resolution,
I
is
know.
To just I thought put about up with you.
I thought about that. I was like, man, if that's your New Year's resolution,
gosh.
Like laugh at the jokes or kill me, like it, maybe
poor
it's,
wife.
It's too much. Lauren is on hold, and her husband makes fun of her forehead. They love roasting each other. Hey, Lauren.
Oh, my God. He roasts me all the time, but he loves to do it when there's people around the boat. Like, he needs an audience.
Oh, he wants the instant reaction.
He's one of those.
But you know what? What though? That means he's brave, because think about it. If it bombs, no, it's like being a stand-up.
What?
Like if it bombs and he's like, oh, that didn't work.
But he looks like a dummy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So
true.
Honestly, if he stopped roasting me, our conversations would be so limited. That's how much he roasts me.
Your whole marriage is a roast.
Oh, that's seriously. So great. Well, you should just lie to him and tell him that there's also a new study that if you make fun of your wife's forehead, that your sex drive decreases.
Oh, my gosh.
See if he falls for that one.
That's dirty. See, that's dirty. That's mean
what?
And
it's
dirty.
It's a new study.
Underhanded. Oh, it's a new study? Who,
yeah.
Who conducted the study?
You know, LOL University.
LOL University. The old LOL U.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Lauren.
It's a big party school.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too, Lauren. Thank you for call.
Bet he won't make fun of her forehead anymore.
See, listen, it's so much like negativity in the world and like just hatred. Don't you do? I mean, I know you don't love it because you said your fiance roasts you all the time.
Yeah. And
like, I know you don't love it, but think about everything else going on in the world. Isn't it cool that he can focus? I mean,
on just making fun of me instead of everybody else.
That doesn't sound
good.
News? I'm going to reword it. Isn't it good that he can find something about you that makes him so happy? I think that was good.
Well, I'm glad I can just bring him so much joy by just making fun
of
him.
I think it's cool that couples can spend time making fun of each other.
It's all in good fun, and I do like it, but I was roasted my whole life with three older brothers, so I think that's why. I'm just like, enough!
I do get that. I can see how it's like, you just want to find that one person who didn't roast you, but no, you're not going to find it.
I didn't find him.
Like, I'm going down, like, even going down on our Facebook page right now. There's like one or two nasty, mean haters, and we're sitting here laughing at them. And it's like, you're just so mean and nasty and bitter, and we're just cracking up at you. But that's the whole thing about why being like roasting your partners works, because you can just find something to laugh at.
Oh, so all of these people who are just roasting us on Facebook, really, we're building a relationship with all
it's
of them.
Exactly right. Like, we're clowning
it's
on
helping.
Them, and their blood pressure's going up, and we're just like, I do think that's true. I think bosses would have better relationships with their employees and vice versa if everyone just made fun of each other all the time.
Now that you're on to something.
I think so too. Give it a shot at work today. See what happens.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QYK.
Well, that Captain Chris, he's all over the place. Tampa Bay area courthouses this morning for what you doing at the courthouse. Just get stories of people who are walking around, like, waiting to go into court, and we're trying to get the stories.
The fact that people talk to him and just share the craziest things.
First off, it's unbelievable. Second off, thank God they do, because it gives us something to listen to.
Yeah, true.
All right, he has found somebody, and here is the first. Hey, what are you doing at the courthouse?
This is Captain Chris back at the courthouse. Now, what brings you guys out here today?
I had to prove I have a registration.
So I take it you got caught driving without one?
I had one. It just wasn't in the car. So technically,
not good.
All right. So I take it you're here supporting her?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, okay. I've only interviewed one couple that were both here for separate charges. At least yours is pretty minor.
Yeah.
So did it cause any kind of, you know, inconvenience in your life? Did you have a call off today or anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
That registration is going to need to be kept in the car.
Yeah.
I watch live PD sometimes, and I love it when there's like, do you have a license? Yeah. Can I see it?
Well, no, it's just not with me.
It's at home.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's a driver's. It's not a home license. Right? It's a driver's license. All right. Here's somebody else Captain Chris has found. What you doing at the courthouse?
Captain Chris out here at the courthouse. Now, what brings you down here today?
First DUI.
Ooh.
I actually happened about 3 months ago, and I've been pushing it back. Actually, I blew 0.00. I just happened to swerve
a
little bit.
Because
I was a little distracted at the time. But,
yeah.
I'm hoping I could possibly get this whole thing thrown out, seeing as how...
Okay, we don't have the full story yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Captain Chris will continue to press this story here.
He broke protocol by breaking my glove box.
The officer broke your glove box? Explain.
Glove box was locked. He actually had the key in his hand, so it didn't really make sense to break it either way. But he broke the lock right off the glove box, found my marijuana vaporizer in there.
Ah!
There it is.
So there it is.
Who locks their glove box? People actually do that?
The way he was describing it, it's like he had a padlock hanging from it or something like that. All right, the guy continues.
Which I have a medical card for, and I was not using it while I was driving. In fact, I was able to prove that it was legal and got it back from evidence a week later. And I was actually the first person in this county to get their marijuana back.
Ladies and gentlemen,
whoa!
This is a historical figure. He's the first person in the county to to get his marijuana back.
Look at that.
Unbelievable.
That is something. The first, you got your weed back from the cops.
they even said, they're like, we've never done this before. We got to call our attorneys, make sure that we're following our protocol. And
your attorneys? I call the Guinness Book of World Records, yeah. My man. What are you talking about calling your attorneys?
I was like, well, you know, this will be a first for both of us. I'm in no hurry. I was like, do what you got to do. And sure enough, I waited, and they're like, yep, he's illegal. We got to give it back to him.
My goodness. All right. Well, we've stumbled on history.
Can you imagine, by the way, people are there. They're getting booked for having weed, and this guy's getting his weed back from the cops. He's like, what is going on?
Yeah, people are asking him, like, for his autograph and to take selfies and stuff like that. Like, yeah, man, we know you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.